Welcome back to Green Lines. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. I have a relatively new guest with us today. Her name is Teresa Shields Parker. I'm excited to have her on the show. She's got an amazing story to tell. Some of you may know Teresa, remember her as having written for us since around 2013. That's a long time. That's more than I've been with the company. And I'm really excited about her story. We've got a new book she's written that I want to talk to you about. It's called Sweet Surrender, Breaking Strongholds. And when you hear her story, I'm going to let her tell it because she'll tell it with so much more passion than I will. But she's just got so many things to share with us. And just when you hear her, you hear her podcast. By the way, her podcast is amazing too. Already has many thousand downloads. Her show is Sweet Grace for the Journey. Again, it's Sweet Grace for the Journey. She's got a lot of sweetness in her titles, and I like that too. Well, she's with me now. I want to welcome her to the show. Teresa, welcome to Green Lines.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very honored to be here and great to be talking with you and sharing my story.
Well, you've got an exciting story. It's not very common that people have the kind of victory that you've had. So you know how to teach about breaking strongholds. And I guess I want to hear that. So before we get to that, let's go all the way back to the beginning of your story and maybe catch us up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to start back in 1977. Back in 1977, I was sitting at my kitchen table and I was doing my daily devotions and I was reading Matthew 17:20.
Okay.
And it says, if you have faith the grain of the mustard seed, you could say this mountain, move, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible. And I stopped and I wrote in my journal a prayer to God. And I said, I have a mountain of weight on my body. Mm. How can this be moved? And the weird thing is, you know, now looking back at it, I really didn't have the mountain of weight that I was going to have on my body at that point in time.
Yes.
I had gone over 200 pounds. And, you know, for a woman, that's like a marker that you don't like. And I was headed to 250 and I was freaked out about it. And I had been trying diets and I could lose weight on a diet, but then I would reward myself when I got to a goal weight. I'd reward myself with something I had been abstaining from.
Sure.
And then I would start getting the weight back again. And so I was on this yo-yo cycle and I didn't know how to get off. And God spoke to me and I knew it was him because what he said to me was not anything I had ever considered. He said, stop eating sugar, eat more meats, fruits, and vegetables, and stop eating so much bread.
Is that what he said? Bread. Okay.
Yeah. And I wrote that in my journal.
Sounds
and
simple.
And I also wrote, nice plan, God. If I did that, I could lose weight, but I can't do that.
Mm.
And so for the next 30 years, I tried to continue to go on diets that had some aspect of that in there, but wasn't exactly what God said. Because what I've learned since then is when God says stop, he means stop.
Oh, yeah.
He don't mean stop for a little while and then go back to eating it. He doesn't mean, you know, stop until, you know, you go to a wedding or, you know, whatever and there's a cake there and you feel like you have to eat it. When he says stop, he means stop. And I thought he was being mean to me. Like, why do I have to do stop and everybody else can't, you know?
Right.
And I knew that this was my issue. I knew that sugar was my issue. It was just, how do I do this? And yet I still didn't ask God, how do I stop this? Because I didn't want to give up the sugar.
Of course.
Because I didn't feel like I could give it up. So, you know, one of my, the biggest stronghold I faced was that I need sugar to survive. Mm-hmm. That's what I felt. I need sugar to survive. And that was a huge stronghold in my life. And I had to deal with that stronghold before I could do anything else. And so when I finally realized that sugar is not helping me, as a matter of fact, sugar was the thing that was causing my demise, because in 1999, I think it was, when a cardiac surgeon told me that I needed, that's when I weighed 430 pounds. And he said, if you don't lose weight and keep it off, you will be dead in 5 years.
Oh my.
And he turned and walked out of the room. And that was really a defining moment for me.
It's a wake-up call.
But to tell you the truth, but you know what, Steve? I still tried to go on another diet. That was the only thing I knew was going on a diet.
Sure.
I didn't know what else to do or how else to do this in order to really, I didn't understand at that point in time that I was addicted to sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand the concept of that. I didn't understand what that meant. And it didn't even cross my mind that the reason God told me to stop eating sugar is because it would be just like him telling an alcoholic to stop drinking alcohol, because he knew it was going to be my downfall. And I just couldn't wrap my brain around how to do that. So then, you know, fast forward through my life to about, I don't know, it was really around 2009. I had gone on another diet. I had lost weight, but, you know, I was gaining it back again, and I was really frustrated. And I went to a meeting that a friend of mine was holding for, he was calling it a harmful life patterns group.
Okay.
And it was sort of an information meeting for people that had problems with food, alcohol, drugs, any pornography, all of those kind of things. And he was giving his testimony, really he didn't call it testimony, but that's what it was, of how he got sober from alcohol. And at that time, I think he was around a 20-year sober alcoholic. And I was halfway listening to it because alcohol has never been my problem. But in the middle of this story, he said, alcohol is one molecule away from sugar. Hmm. Alcohol is liquid sugar.
Oh,
and that was it, Steve.
Hmm.
That was it.
That helped
that
you.
That was my come to Jesus moment. I mean, that was the thing that opened my eyes, and everything fell into place. In that moment, I saw myself sitting back there in 1977 and God telling me that. And he told me several things, you know, stop eating sugar. He told me that several times through the years when I would get to the, what I felt like was the bottom of my, you know, the end of me, but it really wasn't the end of me. Until I had tried everything I knew to try, and I couldn't eradicate this, and I was still gaining weight, and I wanted to be around for my kids and my husband, and, you know, I wanted to live, and I didn't want to die. I didn't want to be away, you know, away from them if I could help it. And so When he said that, I realized, you know, I'm like an alcoholic only with sugar. And I even asked him after the question and answer time, I said, can you be a sugar addict? Because this was back when I had not heard anything about sugar addiction.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even, and it was kind of before the internet was just getting started. So there wasn't a lot of you know, internet stuff on that topic either. And he said, I don't know the physical nature of it, but you can be addicted to anything that controls you. And I knew sugar controlled me. And that was a real wake-up call, because I don't like something to be on the throne of my life rather than God to be on the throne of my life. Because he told me exactly what to do, and I didn't do it for so many years. I thumbed my nose at God, and I said, I know better. I know how to do this. I'm just going to go on a diet. That way I can eat sugar and lose weight too.
Right.
You know.
So you tried that game, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And, okay. You know, that's really the part of the definition of a stronghold, I think, because 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 tells us that the weapons we fight with aren't the weapons of the world. They have the divine power to demolish strongholds. Then it says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And then we take it into captivity to make it obedient. It's defining the stronghold as an argument or pretension against the knowledge of God. So a pretension, so I really researched this to see, is sugar my stronghold, or is something else? It didn't seem to me like a substance could be a stronghold, because it's talking here about mindsets, arguments, and pretensions. So like a pretension would be like when grandma would see someone at the store and they would be all fancy wearing their pearls and stuff, and she would say she thinks more highly of herself than she ought.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's being pretentious.
Sure.
And so pretentious against the knowledge of God is, I think I know better than God. That's exactly what I was doing all those years. I thought I knew better than God. I had heard his voice. He had told me exactly what to do. I had written it down. I knew that was his voice. I knew he was telling me, and I said, no, I know better than you. And arguments against him are, you know, like the whole thing of me not believing that, you know, that I could give up sugar. That's an argument against God, because he told me to stop eating sugar. And I'm arguing with him, telling him I can't do that. I don't have the strength to do that. I don't have the power to do that.
Mm.
And yet he has given me all strength when I do it in his power. And so that really helped me understand what a stronghold is, and that it can actually be broken, because that word demolish there, I mean, I'm not any kind of Greek scholar or anything, but I did look up that word in Greek, and it's a K-A-T word that means to utterly destroy, tear down, obliterate, break apart.
Mm.
And so you really can break the stronghold, but the stronghold you're breaking is the mindset that causes you to go to certain habits, which then become addictions.
So tell me what your faith did for you, man. How did your faith help you to make the progress you needed to?
Yeah, it was really knowing that I am weak, and the total knowledge and the concept that I don't have to muster up the strength to do this on my own, because
yes.
He tells me that his grace is sufficient for me, and that, you know, it shows itself most effectively in my weakness. And I love the way the Amplified says for 2 Corinthians 12:10, at the end it says, when I am weak in human strength, then I am strong, truly able, truly powerful, truly drawing from God's strength. It was knowing that, and it was it was realizing I have to be all in with God. I have to surrender this addiction to Him. I have to lay it down. And that's not an easy task.
That's right.
But that's why I named this book Sweet Surrender. All of my books are sweet because the sugar was my main issue.
Sure.
And so that's the topic that I talk about. But it's also, it's not just sugar. It's also the flour that turns into carbohydrates and the, you know, all of those kind of things that really wreak havoc on our bodies.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let's talk about the book itself, Sweet Surrender. And tell me the purpose of writing it, what the Lord did for you in the book. What did He want you to reveal to your readers?
Yeah, I think the main thing that I really wanted to reveal to people is that the devil really can set up strongholds in Christians. I think that's one thing that we sometimes don't quite understand is that when we start believing a small lie of the enemy, which really usually starts out as a half-truth, you know, like, I can't give up sugar. Well, that's kind of a half-truth. I didn't feel like I could, but I can with God's help. So, you know, it's identifying what lie is the enemy telling me, and how did that lie morph into something that has become like a foundational element of my life? So I'm building my life on sinking sand. I'm not building it on a solid rock because I'm building it on these strongholds. And that is why everything seems, out of kilter and shaky and all of that kind of stuff. And so I want people to understand that the devil really is after us, and he's after Christians especially, I feel like, because this whole issue of sugar, carbohydrates, food, any kind of food that we overeat, the processed foods that we overeat, the fast foods, all of that kind of stuff, is this thing that the devil uses to capture us and pull us away from what God really wants from us, which is to be healthy and be able to work for the kingdom in the best health that we can have. So it's this, I don't know. Well, you know, one of my first articles that was ever printed in Charisma, and I love the way you guys are such good headline writers.
But
this, one of them was something about the sanctified sin. Author talks about the sanctified sin that Christians have, and that, you know, I was talking about food addiction and sugar addiction, because that is kind of like, it's okay in the church. It's like, it's kind of what we do. It's like we like to have potlucks, and we're okay with overeating.
Bake sales. We have donuts offered in the lobby. Most churches have donuts. A lot of churches do.
Yes. Yep. And that's because they're quick and easy to feed people.
Right.
You know, I understand it.
Sure.
I know it. And, you know, suckers to the kids after Sunday school and,
oh, yeah,
you know, all of those kind of things. What are we doing to ourselves? We wouldn't give out free alcohol to everybody.
No, we wouldn't. No, not a chance.
Yeah. But so it's kind of, it's ingrained in our culture. It's ingrained, you know, it was definitely ingrained in my culture growing up with, especially with my grandmother who lived on a farm, and I enjoyed spending holidays and summers with her, and her business was feeding, you know, feeding my grandpa and all the farm hands, and it was all high carbohydrate foods and desserts and all that kind of stuff. And when you went to grandma's, you could have as much as you wanted to eat. There was a no holds barred kind of feeding frenzy, you know, and that became a comfort to me. And it became something that I realized, you know, another way that this kind of stronghold got inside me was like, I can't give this up because, you know, I would be giving up the comfort that my grandma always gave me, especially after she was gone. It was really hard to say, how can I not pass on all of these great legacy recipes, you know, to my family? As a matter of fact, I put together a cookbook called Grandma's Kitchen Cookbook when she passed, and it had all of those. I call it a drug pushing book now because I don't have it for sale or anything, but I inherited all of the recipes. My mother and grandmother both died within 6 months of each other, and I inherited all the family recipes, and everybody wanted copies, and I'm the oldest grandchild. So I put together a book with copies of all these recipes and stories about them and stuff like that. And now I don't even have it available for anyone because I don't like what the recipes are in there and how they could affect us in a negative way. So,
well, Teresa, we're about out of time. I want to make sure we tell people how to get your books and connect with you online. There are a lot of people that need your help, and we just want to hear your story more, learn more about how you've had this overcoming victory. And you have so much to share with us. So tell us how to get a hold of you online.
Sure. I'm at Teresa Shields, Shields, Parker.com. And on that website is the books tab, and all my books are listed there. They're also all on Amazon. I have 6 books and 2 study guides, and those are all on Amazon as well. And also on my website is a free tab, and under that free tab is a little free book called What is a Stronghold? And it is the information that I first studied about strongholds. And so I put that in a free book, and then the Sweet Surrender Breaking Strongholds is actually 14 strongholds that I saw in my life and how God helped me break them.
Okay.
And also on my website is my podcast and my coaching group and all that stuff. It's all on there.
All right. That's exciting.
You can also find me on Facebook as well, Teresa Shields Parker.
Okay. Some people will find you there, I'm sure. But before we end our podcast today, for people who are listening of either gender, doesn't matter, the problem is the problem, give one quick piece of advice on how to make the first step toward what they want, and that's weight loss.
The first thing is you've got to own it. You've got to, first of all, accept what your problem is. Can't solve a problem that you don't have. And that was one of my first things was I didn't think I was a sugar addict, so I couldn't solve it because I didn't believe it. So you have to accept and admit what you are and then own it and then surrender it to God.
Amen.
Once you totally surrender it to God, then you can start walking out the journey. Then you can start finding people that can help you, point you to resources to actually get through the journey.
How long did it take you to lose the weight you lost?
Oh, boy. You know what? Here's the answer I usually give people.
Okay.
1 second or 1 second or 67 years.
Oh, my.
One second was when I understood I was a sugar addict. Surrender is the biggest part of it. But I would say from the time I really started actively trying to lose the weight until I lost the 250 pounds was about 10 years.
That's a long journey, ma'am. Give us a good Bible verse to close. What's on your heart?
Oh, yeah. At last we have freedom, for Christ has set us free. We must always cherish this truth.
Amen.
And firmly refuse to go back to the bondage of our past. Galatians 5:1.
Boy, that's a sermon. So good. Galatians 5:1. That's a great verse.
Yeah.
Well, my guest has been Teresa Shields Parker. Ma'am, I'm so thankful to have you on the show. You're going to change a lot of lives just with this one show.
Awesome.
The name of her podcast is Sweet Grace for the Journey. It's here on the Charisma Podcast Network. As I've said, there's many thousand people have already been downloading her show. She'll be a great encourager for you, and yet speak very clearly. The book that she's just released, Sweet Surrender, Breaking Strongholds. And don't we all need our strongholds busted all up? My guest has been Teresa Shields Parker. You've been listening to the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you all.